a review of some of the laws of Mukse. We already learned in the category of Klish Melachto Leheter, where we have a lot of leniencies. You can move it Letzorech Gufo, Letzorech Mekomo, you can even move it in order to protect it from getting ruined, Mehamal Etzer. However, Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Chet Alach Adalid that a Klish Melachto Leheter, you cannot move it without a purpose. It's got to have a purpose. Just to move it randomly without any purpose, just because you're fidgeting and moving stuff around with really no reason. So Maran's language is about shelo letzorich klal asu letaltelo. However, Maran makes two exceptions where he writes kitve kodesh veochlim, books, sefarim, or food. You don't have to think about moving those things. They're mutar, even if it's not justified, even if you have no purpose, even just moving it randomly. The question is, are there anything else in that category of ochlim and kitfei kodesh? Some poskim want to say it'll include also clothes, malbushim, and tachshitin, and jewelry. However, Acham Avadya, Alav Hashlom in Chazon Avadya, Halegim al Amud Lamedalid, quotes from Me'iri, that those do not fall into the exceptional category, and therefore clothes and jewelry are a regular klish melachto leheter, and they have the regular leniencies and limitations of a klish melachto leheter, that shelo letzorech klal would be problematic. Regarding a vessel that was not dipped in the mikveh, a person has a keli. Before Shabbat, they should have dipped it in the mikveh so they can use it. They did not. Is that keli mukseh on Shabbat? Acham Avadya talks about this in Chazon Avadya on Amud Mem Zayin, and he says it is not mukseh because some opinions say you can dip kelim on Shabbat. And even if you say you can't dip kelim on Shabbat, you can give it to a goy. And if you give it to a goy, so then already it's permissible for you to use because you're only borrowing it now from the goy, so therefore he allows you to move such a keli. Let's say you have a pot that became asur during the week. For example, lady by mistake used the milk pot for meat. So she puts that pot on the side, or that vessel on the side, because it needs hag'alah. Now on Shabbat, they want to know the status of that keli. Acham Avadya holds that it's still permissible to move that keli because while you might not be able to use it for cooking, but I can put cold stuff in the pot. I can put fruit in the pot. I can put other things in the pot that don't need that are not hot, obviously. And therefore, since that it still has a usage, it does not render the keli mukseh. Hakam Avadya also discusses an interesting case on Shabbat of a person wanting to move a piece of chocolate that is made from powder, milk, powdered milk of the goyim. It's a big question when the Hachamim made the gezerah of halab, stam, halab of the goyim, did they include powder or not? Some say no, they only talked about what they had in those days. They talked about milk, so it's milk. Powder is not an issue. Hacham Avadya himself is strict, not only on regular, not halab Yisrael milk, he's strict. I like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, but he's also strict on even non-halav Yisrael powder. So he questions that if you have a chocolate bar that's made from non-halav Yisrael powder, which you don't eat, let's say, so is that going to be considered mukseh now? Well, there's a lot of reasons to say it'll not be mukseh. First of all, you can give it to the goyim. You can give it to the dog. It's not a subhana'a. It's not worse than a bone that you give to the dog. And furthermore, Acham Avadya is lenient that you can give it to ketanim in such a case. And not only that, it's a machloket if powdered milk it needs to be halav yisrael. So in mukseh, we could be lenient because mukseh itself is derabbanan. Last but not least, the Chazon Avadya on page tet in Chelek Gimel talks about dried bread, almost stale bread, we'll call it. And he holds that stale bread is not mukse for the simple reason you don't even have to come out to animals. You yourself could put it in soup, in a cliche, and it can become like a crouton or soft, and therefore you'd be able to eat it as well. So therefore that would not be mukse.